All right, well, I'm going to introduce this poem just a little bit. It's Jefferson's Tree. Jefferson didn't think that the people would be able to maintain their liberty. They wouldn't be interested enough, too many other things to do, wouldn't be informed enough. He suggested that every 20 years this would be another revolution. Throw the bums out, clean house. And he didn't mean just vote them out, he meant get rid of them. So he spoke of the tree of liberty as an analogy, something you could be sheltered by, the tree of liberty. But it has roots that you have to take care of. So he said this, approximately what Jefferson said: the roots of the tree of liberty must be nourished from time to time by the blood of tyrants and patriots alike. And then a little something from the Declaration of Independence that, of course, Jefferson wrote, is so appropriate to now. A sentence from it says, "He has erected a multitude." Well, the "he" is that he's referring to is the King of England, but we have our own homegrown British right here. So the sentence from the Declaration of Independence that I'll quote is, "He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance." So like now, all those IRS agents being armed now. So the Jefferson Tree, this is the poem. Thomas Jefferson spoke the fable of a special kind of tree, of sacrifice to tend its root and keep our people free. And while I'm tending yours for you and you tend roots for me, justice is the fruit we'll share, resisting tyranny. Then we must be those special folks to bear our special yokes and be too wise to follow lies and every twisted hoax. But there are men, I'll even call them friend, in poverty of spirit, who will trade away our patriot's blood when we should all revere it. And little by little they whittle away, selling what they should buy, and fritter away what better men did when better men had to die. Now many things are upside down, inside out, and turned around as Jefferson thought it would be. So it's time to turn our lives and wealth to freedom's better health and feed its ruddy roots, the roots of Jefferson's famous tree, the tree of liberty.